You're listening to New Technia. China just put an AI cloud in orbit. The goal is 1,000 computing satellites. Shanghai Xingshu has launched the first group in a planned space computing network that would process AI and Earth observation data before sending results home. The idea could cut delays in bandwidth use, but radiation, heat, repairs, and orbital debris make space a brutal place for a data center. For decades, satellites have acted like cameras and sensors in the sky. They collect enormous volumes of information, then wait for a connection to send most of it to computers on Earth. The 30-second summary. Shanghai Xingshu has launched the first group in a planned space computing network that would process AI and Earth observation data before sending results home. The idea could cut delays in bandwidth use, but radiation, heat, repairs, and orbital debris make space a brutal place for a data center. The limits of the evidence and what remains unproven are central to the story. China has now taken a significant step toward reversing that model. Shanghai Xingshu Tianzhuan Space Technology said on July 18 that it launched the first group in a space computing project that ultimately aims to place 1,000 computing satellites in orbit. The ambition is striking. Instead of treating a satellite as a device that merely gathers data, turn the constellation into an orbital cloud that can analyze information where it is produced. Why put computers in space? An Earth observation satellite may capture far more imagery than ground stations can immediately receive. Much of that data can be unimportant, such as cloud-covered terrain, repeated views, or empty ocean. If onboard computers can filter and analyze the images, the satellite can transmit a compact result instead of every raw pixel. That matters during wildfires, floods, military emergencies, and maritime searches, when minutes can change the value of an observation. A satellite could identify smoke, damaged roads, or an unusual vessel, then send an alert without waiting for the complete dataset to reach a terrestrial data center. Orbital processing can also support communications and experiments that require rapid coordination among satellites. The official Tianzhuan platform was designed as an open research environment for testing satellite networking and edge computing software on real spacecraft, rather than relying entirely on simulations. From research constellation to commercial network. The Tianzhuan project has roots in an academic open satellite platform proposed several years ago. Its official roadmap describes stages involving 6, then 24, then 300 research satellites. The new company announcement refers to a broader commercial ambition of 1,000 spacecraft. These figures should not be treated as satellites already operating. The July launch is an initial deployment, while the 1,000 satellite network is a target whose financing, launch schedule, computing capacity, and full architecture have not been publicly detailed. Reuters reported that the company sees the mission as a step toward China's first commercial space-based computing network. The timing also places the project inside a much larger competition over AI infrastructure, satellite communications, and control of data beyond national borders. What an orbital cloud could do. The most practical early applications are likely to involve remote sensing. Onboard, AI could classify crops, detect changes in ice, identify storm damage, or select the clearest images before transmission. A mature network could allow satellites to share tasks. One spacecraft might collect an image, another might process it, and a third might relay the result to a ground station. This resembles cloud computing, but the machines move at thousands of kilometers per hour and connections constantly change. Supporters also point to abundant solar energy in orbit. But sunlight alone does not make computing free. Satellites need large solar arrays, batteries for eclipse periods, and electronics capable of operating within strict power limits. Space is hostile to data centers. Terrestrial servers can be repaired, upgraded, and cooled with air or water. Orbital computers face radiation that can corrupt memory or damage chips. Hardware failures may be permanent, and launching replacements is expensive. Cooling is another major difficulty. Space is cold in everyday language, but there is no surrounding air to carry heat away. A computing satellite must radiate waste heat through specially designed surfaces. More processing produces more heat, so computing power is limited by both electricity and thermal engineering. Then there is debris. 1,000 new satellites add traffic to an already crowded low Earth orbit. Operators need reliable tracking, collision avoidance, and end-of-life disposal. A constellation that saves bandwidth but increases collision risk would exchange one infrastructure problem for another. Privacy and security do not disappear above Earth. Processing data in orbit can reduce the quantity sent through ground networks, but it creates new questions. Who controls the algorithms deciding which observations are important? Can software be securely updated? What happens if one satellite is compromised and communicates with the rest of the network? Earth observation analysis can serve climate science and disaster response, but it can also support surveillance and military intelligence. The technology is not inherently civilian or military. Its use depends on customers, governance, and access to the results. The real test begins after launch. The important achievement is not the headline number of 1,000 satellites. It is whether the first spacecraft can perform useful computation reliably, reduce transmission delays, and operate within realistic power and thermal limits. If they succeed, the boundary between satellites and data centers will start to blur. If they fail, the project will illustrate why the cheapest place to compute is often still on Earth. China has put the first pieces of an orbital cloud into place. Building a dependable cloud around the planet will be the much harder task. Before we overstate the result, the idea could cut delays and bandwidth use, but radiation, heat, repairs, and orbital debris make space a brutal place for a data center. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.